Blog Talk Radio.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, and I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives salvation to him. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. For he lives, Christ Jesus, he lives today. For he walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, he lives salvation to him. But you ask me,
amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming on tonight. I just love that song because he lives. His word is alive and well. I mean, it is settled in heaven. Anything is settled in heaven. I remember the Holy Spirit revealed to me when it's settled in heaven, you better best believe that it's going to be settled here on earth, and it's going to be settled in your household with your family. When God say things are settled in heaven, his word is settled and it's forever written. He's not going to change it. That is what it is. So we thank the Father this morning. I tell you, time go by so fast. We thank the Father tonight. I thank y'all for coming on Friday night. You could have been doing anything else. I am your host for tonight, LaShawn from Texas. Please forgive me. The weather in Texas has been so crazy. We didn't have ice, snow, rain, thunderstorm, rain. And this is getting to our allergy dust from the highway. So I'm kind of stuffy. So I'm just going to be on here for a little bit tonight. And I want to pray over you, see what the Holy Spirit have for you. And Father God, we give this radio. I always say this radio belongs to you. This is Yahweh radio. You come in and have your way. You come in and you do what you want to do, Father God. You don't even have to ask me for permission. I thank you for tonight. I thank you for protecting us, protecting our loved ones. Father God, I thank you for your will be done in our life, in our family, in our homes. Father God, I thank you for being the provider. I thank you for being the strong tower. I thank you, Father God, that your word is sharpened. It's like a two-edged sword. I thank you for provision. I thank you for the knowledge, the wisdom, and understanding. I thank you, Father God, for those that stand on the watchtower, that praise in even morning, day, and night. There's people praying for us that we don't even know, that you wake them up and just put their names, our names, in their spirit to pray for. And so, Father God, I thank you for every intercessor, the prayer watchers, the leaders, Father God, the apostle, the evangelist that go out day and night. I thank you for the bishop. Father God, I even thank you for the workers that does work in a church that's willing to serve. Father God, I ask that you protect them, keep them covered, keep them filled up with your word, your living word. Let them eat the true bread from heaven, because you told us in the book of John, you are the bread that came down from heaven. You are the true word. So I thank you for your true living word. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that y'all had a blessed week. I pray that you have been just humble, walking in integrity and humanity. I just thank God, despite what's going on in the world. We know what time we are living in. We know the time we're living in, because remember, we are on his time. When we understand his time, there's no end in time. We're on the time of Yahweh. So despite what's going on in the world, what's going on with the crust of the world, whatever going on in the atmosphere, whatever's going on the West Coast, East Coast, North, South, what's going on all in Japan, in China, Canada, Turkey, Israel, whatever is going on, we have to remember the will of the Father, the will of Yahweh. What is his will? We know his will is good for life. We know his will is to protect us. We know the will, even the book tell us, let thy will be done, thy kingdom come, here on earth as it is in heaven. That is his will for you to live a prosperous life. That is his will for you to endure with him. That is his will for us to be led by the comfort the best comfort, which is the Holy Spirit. Remember, Christ said, I have to go, but I ain't going to leave you hopeless. I'm going to leave you with one important gift. The best gift of it all is the Holy Spirit. That's His will for you, to be led by the Holy Spirit. That's His will. That His will for you, that even, and we know that all things work together for the good. He wants things to work together for the good because we love Him. That's His will. His will when He created this earth was not an evil, but it was good. Because how do we know that? We know that according to Jeremiah 29:11, that was His will. Because He said, I know the plans that I have for your life. Declare the Lord. I know the plans that I have for your life. He said it was good, not an evil. So what? You can have expected end. His plan, His will for you to know who He is. To know He's your provider. He's your way maker. He's your help. He's your comfort. He's near to the brokenhearted. Oh, He's near to the one that's crushed in the spirit. His will is good for our life. Some things we don't need to pray because that's His will. Some things we don't need to pray because it's His will. Some things we just need to worship Him and thank Him because it's His will. What are your will? What are your plans? What are your will for this season for my life? What is your will? What is your will for this next assignment? What is your will, Father, for my children, for my family in this upcoming season? We see a lot of stuff going on. We see a lot of stuff going on even in our own household. But what is your will? I know in Joshua 24:15 say, as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We serve the Lord, Father God, that's your will for us. Prosper and be in good health as well as our soul prosper. That's the will of the Father. Whatever His will for you is not going to change. He's not no lukewarm, corner mind, double-minded Father. He's a Father that loves His children. He's a Father that brings peace. He's a Father that brings correction. That's His will, to bring correction. He's the Father. When you get out of line, I always say He can put you back in line. That's His will. Because He see ahead. He see things that you can't see. His will for you is to protect you. His will is to protect your family, protect your spouse, protect your children. That's His will. When He created heaven and earth and He spoke from the beginning, and even He said everything that He created from day one to day six, He looked at it and said it was good. That was His will and His purpose for us to have life and life abundantly. He already know what was up on the earth. He already seen these days coming. He seen the days coming despite what's going on in the world. His will. He got the last say so. He got the last say so. He got the last everything. His will for our life is good. His will for our life be uncomfortable sometimes too. We might not like it all the time. But when we say, let thy will be done, sometimes we got to be careful about what we say out of our mouth. I want more of you. I want to go higher in you. I want your mercy. I want your grace. I want your presence. I want to feel your glory like Moses felt it. I want to see your face. You got to be careful. I want to be face to face with you, nose to nose with you. You know, be if you sure you want that, you can have. Because that's His will for you to have. Because He say, bless those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Yo, He can fill you up. But you better be ready, because there's other things that gonna come with it. Like I tell people, you have your own relationship with the Father. You get to know the Father for yourself. Because even we need to pray for the discernment of spirit. So real, should I go here, Father God? What is your plan for me today? Where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to live? It's very important for us to have that type of relationship with him, especially in this hour, in this season. Very, very important. If he tell us to be still, knowing that his will is to protect you, to guide you, to lead you. If his will for you to rest in this season, he know what your body need, and he might need to for you to rest because he needs you to pull back on some things. His will always be good. His will always be good for you and your family. So we thank the Father. Like I said, I'm not going to be on here too long because I see we already have a handful of callers. But I thank the Father for what he's doing. I thank him for his will. I thank the Father. If you just like to do thy will and keep his law in your heart, this we need to speak up. Children, let your law be a heart, and they line up with your will. That's what we need to pray over our family. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. Everybody is not willing to do the will of the Father. Everybody is not willing to do it. So I don't have too much. Like I said, I'm not going to be on here too long. I've been resting, trying to clear up my sinus and just been resting and worship the Father all day, resting my body, letting it heal because I'm already healed. We're going to go ahead and answer the call. We're going to start early tonight. But remember, ask the Father, what is your will for me in this hour, in this season? We want to lift up and pray for Turkey. And we want to pray for this nation that the Father will is already done in this situation. It's already done. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, as I begin to take calls, Father God. You speak through me, Father God. You know what your people need. Father, normally I would come on here and give a word. Today is a short word, the will of the Father. Your will. It's your will for us to prosper. It's your will for us to live a consecrated life. It's your will for us to walk in your law and your statute. It's the will for our life to protect us. You know, it's your will for us to know who you are by reading your word in your word. It's your will for us to know who you are by spending time with you, by soaking in worship. It's your will to deliver us, set us free. You did over 200,000 years ago. You came here to set the captives free. There's no guilt, shame, and condemnation. That's not your will, Father God. And help us to understand your will and the will of the enemy, that we will not be deceived and our family will not be deceived and caught up. They will know the difference between the will and the trap and the snares of the enemy and what is your will, which is good. It's great because you're a good Father. You just good. You are grateful. I mean, words, not even enough words to worship you. It's just not enough. Are we even worthy to break bread with you? Are we even worthy to sit at the table with you? Are we even worthy? So, Father God, we thank you for your will. So let your will be done in our life in this season. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go ahead and take callers. 469-553. This is Sister LaShawn. Miss, who's calling? Where you calling from? Four. Nine. Hello? Friday can hear me. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I'll come back to them. 754-255.
Hey, LaShawn, this is Donald and Tanya from Miami.
Hey, hi, Donald and Tanya. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we doing good. We doing good.
That's good. It's great to hear from y'all. It's great to hear from y'all.
How you
doing? I'm doing great. Hanging in there, doing great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
And thank y'all for calling in.
Oh, no problem, no problem. It's been a while. I usually listen in, or I listen in like the next day. But today I said, let me call. Let me try to get in early. You know, I've been going to work, waking up early and stuff like that. So I usually listen like while I'm on my way to work or on my way back. But I had a little time tonight, so I said, you know, let me call in. Let me talk to my good friend.
Well, we give God the glory. I thank you for calling in. Well, is there something you want to share? You have a special prayer request?
No special prayer request. Just for the family and for this year, I'm just praying for like a solid direction. For me and our family, like so really hear the voice of God of where exactly He want us to go, what direction He want us to be in, you know, just for clear direction. This year, last year was a lot of God was just doing just work with us individually, and you know, it was a hard year last year, and you know, things of that nature. But you know, it's a new time. So we just say, all right, God, what is the direction? What is the plan? What is your will? Not just for myself, but really for my whole family. So that's basically all I have right now in mind.
Okay. Sure. Well, Father God, we just thank you. And I tell you, that's good that you asking for a direction, because when you was talking, I remember I was trying to find out where's that Bible verse when Saul went out to David and he prayed and he said, Lord, is this city, this village or town going to give me up to Saul? Should I stay or should I go? But he was seeking God for guidance. And God told him, yeah, they're going to give you up. they're going to tell Saul, you here high. So, you know, he asked the Father. And so, Father, I just ask that you honor your son. He's asking for direction. He's asking you for guidance for him and his family. Father God, let your word be a lamp unto his feet, lighten up his pathway. In the name of Jesus, that you guide him. Father God, if there's any distraction or anything trying to overwhelm him and take him, Father God, I ask that you reveal it in this season, Father God, that he will have this relationship, that he will walk with you side by side, my God, that he will walk with you side by side. Even he in the car, he talking to you. When he on that job, he talking to you. Right, looking at him, but he's talking to you, that he trusts you. He want to know, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to lead my family? What direction you want me to go? Should we go? Should we stay? Should we invest? Should we get this building? Should we not? What are you saying about it, Father God, that you put much trust in him? You are my Father. You my Father. You my provider. This season right here, I'm going to trust you. This season, I'm going to see what you're going to do. I'm going to see this miracle that I never seen before. I'm going to walk with you in this season. I want to hear your voice. So, Father God, I ask that you give it to him. And, Father God, that he will know without a shadow of a doubt, yes, my son, I want you to go. Yes, my son, I want you to invest in this. No, my son, don't do that. That he will hear no. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that he will no, loud and clear, even when it comes down investing their money, investing into business. I don't know what that is. but investing into business, investing in land, that he will hear you loud and clear. Father God, that his prayer will be so, he will be knitted to you, Father God, that nothing will be able to separate him like your word. What can separate you from the love of Christ? Nothing. Nothing. So, Father God, I thank you that he will build that relationship with you. And he will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will trust you on many decisions. Many decisions. And, Father God, I thank you for touching their finance. I thank you that you're restoring everything, Father God. I just thank you. I thank you, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, listen.
I tell you. Wow. That's an awesome to have a relationship with him. You don't think it's strange when you just catch yourself walking around the house just talking to him like you've been in a relationship with him that you codependent on him and you co-trust him.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, and that's what I always try to keep. Always try to, you know, I'll be driving and just talking, and no matter what, I'm always talking. I'm always meditating, and you know, just it sounds like I'm talking to myself, but you know, I just be. Just be having my conversation with God, and but that's just been my prayer lately. Just to, it's sort of what Randy been preaching about lately as well. You know, just about, you know, really finding out what's the will of God and doing the will of God. And
wow,
sometimes we get caught up in doing things. You know, we might like use on our own wisdom. And we just think, we just feel like, yeah, well, I'm going to do it this way because I feel like this is the way God would want me to do it. And God is, that's not how God wants you to do it at all. So, you know, I just want to do things how he wants. Because, you know, it might seem right to me. It might be easy. It might be like, oh, this sounds perfect. This makes perfect sense to just do it this way. But I just want to do it the way God want to do it, you know, and I just follow. So that's why I was asking for prayer, and you know, just to, you know, how he wants me to lead his family, you know, the family that he gave me, and you know,
amen.
Just what direction. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good. I tell you, I didn't even know, because I don't spend a lot of time looking at TV or on social media too much, so. Because I try my best to get in where I'll be like, Lord, what do you want me to hear? Then he'll come back and give me confirmation. So I know when you're in the right place with the Father, you're going to know you're at the right place in the right season. Because he's going to have others speaking on the same thing, and it's just confirmation. That's guidance. He's guiding us. I call that little breadcrumb. Okay, you got to keep going, keep going. I'm dropping these little breadcrumbs. You know, you follow my direction. You know, you inclining your ears to my mouth, you know. So that's just awesome. And I'm telling you, that's just confirmation to you to build that relationship with the Father. I'm going to tell you something. I'm just not talking. When you build the relationship with God, with, like that with him, he's going to guide you. There's some things just going to be like, wow, you did that quick. You did that for me. Am I that worthy that you moved that quick? Because now you done came, you done built a relationship with him. Just like what you said, I want to guide his family. He gave you that family. He trusts you with your wife and your children. Because he's the head of your household.
Yeah.
And when you trust God with your family, and you lean not to your understanding, but his understanding, you gonna hear him speak to you loud and clear. But we gotta make sure that we hear him. We gotta make, because it could be a lot of distraction. voices. There's three voices. That's your voice, the Holy Spirit, and the enemy voice.
Amen.
And the enemy voice, I always want to overpower your voice in the Holy Spirit. Because you want to deceive us and seem like, you know, either so why we missing, why we doing, why I mean, everything sometimes got to be, it's a time for everything, a time for everything. It's a time, people don't even, some people don't even understand there's a time to even rest. He told them to rest for 7 years, rest, let the earth rest. You know, everything is a time. Everything. We got to make sure we on his timing. We got to make sure when we plant good, we plant good. We sow seed. It's a timing for everything. It's time for everything. But you ask when we start saying, well, Father, what do you think about this? What are you saying about this? Is this the direction you want me to go? Is this where you want me and my family to be at? So sometimes we can get out the will of God and go in places and we could be dislocated. Come on. Because it's the decision we made. And that might not be what God wants us. Might not be where he want us to. Because he might be dealing with that city. He might be dealing with that, you know, it might be some things going on in that. We might not need to be over there.
Yeah. And then you're wasting time.
That's right. Then you catch yourself going around that mountain or in that whirlpool.
Yeah.
Because we want the fence to call the $500,000, but you know, he was like, no, not yet. Because he knows what was coming, the flage. And all that was coming, not yet, not let. And so many people go into the home and they come right out the homes. Everything is on his time. And one thing I know, when the Father do it, he's going to do it good and well. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And you're going to have peace about it. You will have a peace. There will be a peace that shall be with you. Now, some things he do have to make uncomfortable. That's just it. And so, and the thing is, also while I was talking, it's like I see you and your wife is plodding to the, your hands, keep your hands plowed it together. Y'all plow together. You keep her hands up, she keep your hands up.
That's right.
and the enemy don't like that, but you got to keep doing it together.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
We worship together, we pray together, we eat together, we read together, we do it together, because with the enemy, he's trying to separate the home as much as possible.
Yeah. So just try to move as one unit.
Right. And that's what he's calling unity. He's calling family for unity. It was a call for unity even when pandemic, but a lot of people was missing it. His will. Not the will of man. I don't care what they did, but God said, I'm going to turn this thing around for the good. I'm going to get rid of, bring families back together. Don't get caught up on what's going on. For the bring families back together. Don't be caught up. You working from home. Don't get caught up in that. See what I'm trying to do. This thing I'm bringing, I'm doing something in the vaccine.
Amen.
I had to do that because a lot of y'all wouldn't even move from the job when I trying to pull, tell y'all it's time to go. No, you was too comfortable, so I had to cause that so I can pull some of y'all off that job so some of y'all can come to full-time ministry. Uh-oh, some of y'all had to come out for them jobs. Some people had to come out for them jobs because it was affecting their health. Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on. Because they were idolatrying the money. I got the work. I got the work. I got the work. I got to pay my bills. I got to pay my bills because that's the society got the house set up on. But God had to come in and allow things to happen because he needs your mind and body to rest.
Yep.
I got
yep.
some better
that's
for
how
you.
It was.
Yeah.
And that's,
go
that's
ahead.
How it was for me this year. That's how it was for me. Well, 2022, that's how it was. Because it was like, you know, I was sitting down most of the year, you know,
because
I had got injured. Yeah, I had got hurt my leg. And so I was down for the count for most of the year. And, you know, it just, you know, sometimes God got to sit you down for a little bit, you know, even when you don't want to, you know, but. You know, and, you know, you just let God do what he's doing. You know, let God do what he's doing. And sometimes
yeah.
you need a break. You need a break from just ripping and running, you know, all the time. And
come
know,
on now.
Sometimes you get a break, you don't even know you need one, you know. But yeah, that's how it was. That was our story last year, you know. And, you know, that's something we had to deal with. But all in all, you know, God is always there, still there. And, you know, I see God in everything. Everything that we go through, you know, there's a song I really like. It's called God is in the Story. And that's like a perfect song. It's like a perfect song because that's how I see it. That's how I've seen him in our lives. It's like I always see God, you know, in everything we're going through. You know, like I said, I didn't work for a majority of the year because of getting hurt, everything like that. And but somehow, some way, God made sure like all our bills were paid, the mortgage was paid, everything was, you know, everything was taken care of. And I seen God's hand in it. You know, so just like you say, sometimes, you know, you might not want to sit down and you might not want to rest, but God has a way of, you know, to make you rest, make you recalibrate. And, you know, we all need that rest. Sometimes we need that time out from, you know, ripping and running, you know, and, you know, the same old thing, you know, you become like robotic. So, you know, I didn't like it, but
oh,
that was
man.
His plan.
You know what?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
God had placed in my spirit to do this teaching. It's called Brokenness. And I normally do teaching on Zoom, but some reason he said don't do it on Zoom, do it on Facebook Live. And the date that he gave it to me was Valentine the 14th. I was like, wow, what? Don't worry about who's going to be there, go on there and teach Brokenness. Brokenness, just like you say, it will sit you down. Oh, brokenness also can lead you to your, oh my God. Brokenness can also lead you to your blessing.
Yeah.
When we don't want to because we so used to chasing having this money, sometimes he got to break us down. Go to that place of brokenness. Because when a man feel like he can't provide for his family, it's some type of brokenness that's going on with them. Give me the word I'm using. I'm the man of the house. I can't provide for my family. I'm here, you know. The inner really start working on him, but now I'm doing some on the inside.
Yep.
No, I'm building you up. I'm building you up.
I think the biggest thing, I think the biggest thing that God showed me, like I know this, but, you know, sometimes he instilled things in you more. And the biggest thing is just really like truly, truly, and really, really recognizing him as the provider, as our provider, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of times we say it and we, you know, we might believe it to a certain extent. But I think he knitted it in me where he made me, really see him as that. And it's okay, actually. You know, I rather, you know, rely on him and, you know, just dwell in him, you know, and just respect him as the provider, you know, instead of, you know, like right now he had me, you know, cause when I work it's like, I work for myself. So, you know, throughout the week, sometimes day by day and you count in the money as you go. All right, today you're like, okay, I made this. Okay. All right, tomorrow I made this, how much I made for the week. But he had me like, don't even count like how much I made. You'll find out at the end of the week, but don't even calculate day by day. Don't do none of that. Don't be like, okay, I did this today, I did that. Okay, how much did I make for the day? How much did I? Because that's how I used to always be. I used to always have my notepad and writing down and like, okay, how much did I do today? How much did I?
Right.
So now, just had me, you know, had a sense in my spirit that God was like, man, I don't even want you to count and worry about that. Don't even count. Like, I'm gonna handle what needs to be handled. But don't be worrying about, you know, how much did I make? How much did I accumulate? Just work, and I'll handle the pay. I'll handle your needs, and that's what I've been doing. You know, it's sort of, he made me understand, I think like when David did the census, you know, for Israel, he counted like he went there. And before I used to never understand, like, why did God punish David for that? I know he told him don't do it, but I was wondering, man, what was the big deal before? But I understood lately and now that it was more so of a pride thing with David, by him counting and seeing how much soldiers he had and how much people he had, that made him feel like, man, I got all these soldiers. I got all, man, I'm ready for war. I'm ready. And God didn't want him to rely on that. You know, he was like, I'm the source. Like, you know, don't rely on how much people you got and how much this you got. No, I'm the source. And so David didn't listen to that, and, you know, eventually God punished him for it. So it wasn't a sense like that. God was like, man, don't even count. Stop counting, like, how much money you making and how much this and that. I'm the source. Like, because the way it's like, if you counting that, whatever you count and you come up with, that's what you're limited to. That's what, if you count, you get $500, that's what it's going to be, $500. No more, no less. If you just leave it in my hand, I'm unlimited. So which one you want to do? You want to count and just whatever you get, that's what you get? Or you just want to leave it in my hand, which I'm unlimited. So there's no count to God. There's no counting. You just leave it in his hand. Leave it in his hand. He's a limitless God. And so that's what, you know, he's been doing with me, just like making me really, you know, it's just been training me just to really, like, really rely on him. And just like, man, okay, God gonna take care of me. God gonna take care of me. And he has.
Amen.
You know, he has. So,
cold depend on him. And that's what I learned, too, during the pandemic. Because I had gotten laid off, but I learned to cold depend on him. Woo! That's what I said. Mm-hmm. That brokenness, and when he strip you, you gonna know how to code depend on the Father, because he began to shut everything down. Okay, third time when you don't have transportation. Okay, Father, it's me and you. What do you want me to do? What? Okay, here I am. What you want me to do? And that's the thing. I remember when I used to couldn't find my keys, and we would always say, "Oh, the devil, devil, devil is a." No, I learned how to change my word. Okay, Father, that must be a reason you want me to stay at home. Here I am. Here I am. What do you need to speak to me about? And every time he would speak to me through the Holy Spirit, it would be prophetic. Then later on, here go my keys show up. We have to know the ways of the Father. We have to know his ways. And when things begin to transpire in our life, okay, Father, here I am. Speak. Here I am. Speak. What do you need me to hear? Do I need to pull back from something? Do I need to sit down and re-examine myself, re-examine the situation? Am I missing it? Okay, here I am. So I'm going to sit. If I have been away reading your word, I'm going to sit. Okay, let me get back in the word. I used to be in the word all the time, so I slept up on the word. What do you need to speak to me about? What is it? Start changing the mindset the way we think. Mm-hmm. He would sit us down for a reason. He would shut the door. You keep trying to go through that door, you're going to run right into the door when he didn't shut it. It's not the way I want you to go. This is not your time right now. It's not your season right now. Let me work on you a little bit more. I know what I have for you. I know I got that wife for you. I know I got that husband for you. But I need to work on you a little bit more. You still dealing with rejection. You still dealing with bitterness. I need to squeeze you like a lemonade. I need you to come sit at my feet. I need you to listen, you know, whatever the situation is. Trust me, he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you because, like I told y'all, it's like a mirror. There's no way you're going to spend time with the Father. You speak in Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. When you get in that secret place, he's going to pull out that mirror because when you look at him, when you come in the presence of God, it's a reflection of yourself. You have to see yourself. He got to reveal yourself. Sometimes it's ourselves that's hindering us. It's ourselves that's hindering our children. We don't want to release them unto the Father. It's ourselves. And sometimes he got to show us in the mirror our own self, the reflection of ourselves, the image of ourselves. Just what you you thought you was over there. I need to work on you a little bit more. Things still get you in motion. No, he will sit you down for a little while. Allow him to do what you need to do. Because if he say he's gonna bless you, that's his will. You don't even got to ask it. It's his will. Let him do, because if he give it to you now, you're gonna mess it up. Do you know how to manage money? Do you need to work on yourself? Do you need wisdom to manage money? You want the business, but are you ready for the business? Come on. Well, it was so nice talking to you. Is there anything else that y'all need prayer for? Or?
No, that was it. It was nice nice talking to you, nice calling in. You know, so it's been a while, so it was just nice talking and just getting on the phone. And just, you know, whenever we're talking about God and, you know, God is happy, God is smiling, and, you know, so I just enjoyed that talk.
All right, yes. And I tell you, God has been dealing with a lot of people, with David in the book of Samuel. I didn't read that book. I kind of liked that book. I didn't think I did, but I liked the book of Samuel. And while you was talking, remind me of Saul, how he walked in disobedience. That's why he was stripped. God gave him a specific instruction. Go kill everything. Don't leave nothing alive. Everything. You want to keep some for yourself. Then bring the king back. You know, well, he missed it. He missed it. We can miss it. Just like Saul, we can miss it.
That's right.
And then Saul got his heart started filling his heart up. he didn't have the love for Christ. He didn't have the love of Christ in his heart.
Mm.
I'm reading Proverbs, the fool. How you talk about fools. Fools don't listen. They unstable. They gonna want to do what they want to do. They ain't gonna want to hear you. They ain't listen. They ain't gonna walk in the word. They ain't gonna walk in his statue and walk in his obedience. Why should I even argue with them?
That's right.
All righty. Well, you know, keep going. Okay. Keep going.
All right, listen.
Thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed weekend.
All right, you do the same.
You too.
Bye.
I'm going to go back up here to this 469 number. 469-553.
Hello, hello. It's Barbara from Texas.
Hello, Barbara. I came to you early. I say, oh, okay, so nobody on the line.
I got in my word and was writing, and I said, well, let me go get a drink of water. I'll be right back. So glad you came back.
Yeah, how you doing?
I was just reading my word. I woke up, and he was giving me about the book of Isaiah 43:16.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me about swimming in the deep, going in the deep, and how he drawn the enemies and
mm-hmm.
how he was getting ready to do a new thing, and I was listening to you talking about the young man. I said, mm-hmm. you know what, God, you're going to do it this year. I said, so let me get Barbara in alignment with God's word. I said, Father, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I know the Campbells are coming. I know you're going to make supernatural provision.
Mm-hmm.
And through that transition, I began to call out the things I wanted from him.
Amen.
So, you know, and that's all I can do is, I said, God, just through this part, this discipline, you know, it's kind of like deliverance requires discipline. And when you go through the process and him getting you ready and getting your house in order.
Amen.
And I said, well, so I said, okay, Lord. So I began to read on and go on through to the verse 20 about God talking about a new thing. Open that mouth, and when you open it, God give you the maturity, you
mm-hmm.
know, and the word of knowledge, and you know, just all the good things that he promised to me and his children.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, while you were talking, you mentioned some in Isaiah in the water, but what I was seeing in help me with this, Holy Spirit, help me to where I'm seeing. I see you like in the boat, just like Peter. In the boat, out in the deep. I don't know what this thing that God is requiring to you, but he's saying step out the boat. It's like you hesitating, but he's saying step out the boat. Step out the boat.
Mm-hmm.
When we know the story of Peter, he stepped out the boat. Lord, is that you? Is that you? Is that you? Command me to come to you. But just imagine Peter. This is how I'm seeing. I'm telling you how I'm seeing it in a vision. Peter just didn't jump out that boat now. Now, remind you, they deep. They deep in some water. And it was pretty dark. I'm seeing this. He just didn't jump out there and start tussing, rolling and roll by. Now he inches himself out that boat. He was like, okay, I see the Messiah, I see Christ on the water. I see him standing on the water. He looked like a ghost. I see him standing on the water. But can I do that? He was kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of nervous getting out that boat, walking on that water. When he seen himself standing on the water, kind of surprised him.
Mm-hmm.
When he started walking towards him, he did get distracted and he started sinking. But what I'm seeing you is like you hesitating to do something that you know that you're supposed to do. But I'm seeing that you just need to come out on the boat when we know we can't walk on water. It got to be a miracle. It got to be supernatural. Because Yahshua is standing right there in front of us. Oh my God, Holy Spirit speak. As long as Yahshua right there with his hand out saying, daughter, come, I got you. You trust me in this. I'm going to stamp my approval, get out the boat, and go for it.
And that's what he said. He said he was about to refresh me. He said, fresh.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, go ahead. He said, I'm getting ready to do a new thing in you. And you're going to go for it. You're not going to look to the left or the right. You're just going to go.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, you know how God just puts you in position to go.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, God, I'm ready. I said, just tell me. Just do it. And so I just been, you know, praying and talking, and I was listening to you talking to the young man, and I was so much encouraged because that's what we do. We talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk. We open our mouths and let him do the speaking. And
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, we have a very good time today. But I've been excited all week, and I said, well, let me call in. I said, let me listen. I said, you know, it won't hurt to listen. Because God is
yes.
speaking in this hour, in this season.
Yes, for you.
Mm-hmm. He's going to open up rivers in the desert, many rivers, not one, but many streams
right.
of provision, many streams of income,
mm-hmm.
many streams. We don't have to figure it out. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's it. You just said, just do it. And so whatever
mm-hmm.
that you was procrastinating about, whatever it was, you know, you don't have to do it because, like I say, that's what I've seen in a vision. Just go ahead and step
mm-hmm.
out on the boat and step out on that water with faith. You might, you know, stab, you know, how I want to say it, you might squirm a little bit, but no, God's going to keep you in that straight line. He's
mm-hmm.
not going to let you drown. I don't know if it's business. I don't know what this is, but step out the boat and go for it.
It's a lot that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. And it's bigger than eyes have seen and ears have heard.
And so don't procrastinate. Give it to the Father. You do the blueprint. You just blew my
mm-hmm.
eyes. You do the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
I know if I trust you, you're going to bring those who need to be part of it. And whoever don't need to be part of it, don't allow them to be the part of it. But I'm going to get out this
yeah.
boat, and I'm going to trust you. I'm going to give you this plan because you're going to already approve it. And what is settled in heaven, if it's settled in heaven, it got to be settled here on earth. He done
yes,
already settled it in heaven. We got to settle our spirit and have faith to know it's already settled in heaven. It's where
mm-hmm.
I would have settled in heaven. And do you not know I even, my God, yes, Holy Spirit, I even when God, I see this, I see it, even when it's settled in heaven, he began off of your prayer, off of your faith, after your believing, not only for you, but those that's on this line. Y'all better hear and hear what the Spirit of God for getting ready to release. When it's settled in heaven, offer your prayer, offer your faith, offer your worship, and you believe, he'll ask those angels to be released and go do it on your behalf. I'm telling you, approver,
mm-hmm.
approver, 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 because it's already settled in heaven. I'm telling you, there was a time... beginning of, I shared this the last time I was on here, I said, start speaking these things out your mouth. I don't know if you was on here when I said I went to the mailbox and
mm-hmm.
I say, Lord, anything on to me, settlement check, let it be in this mailbox, let it be a check in the mailbox. There was a check in the mailbox. We have power and authority in our mouth. We ain't here to talk about the miracles. Y'all have to believe it in within yourself. I'm telling you, you start speaking these things. Let it be a settlement check. Let the miracle. I want to be the joint heir that's going to see miracles in this hour because it's already settled in heaven.
Man, that's what he gave me. He told me that. He said, don't ever say you on a fixed income. God will pay all your bills. God was telling me not to compare your old blessings and the old ways. Just know that you're blessed. And I said, Lord, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. And that's when he began to give me about the rivers and the deserts and the different things and how he opened up avenues for you, you know. So I was just grateful to get that, you know. And I didn't have any special prayer that I wanted, but I said, Lord, my birthday is coming on the 16th. And I said, oh, God. And today is my baby brother's birthday, but he crossed over.
Happy birthday.
I told the Lord, yeah. So I said, okay, Lord, I don't know what God getting ready to do, but I said, Lord, give me holy boldness.
Right.
So that was it.
Right. But like I was saying, cause is you the one that said you want to do a trip to go see your daughter?
Yes, I sure did.
Okay.
And she told me that she would be.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, I talked about this on Facebook. You know, y'all, please understand this testimony. I share my testimony. And when I share my testimony, I want to share my testimony. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. I want to see y'all get the same thing. I ain't stingy and I ain't selfish. I can tell you the hand of God moved when it was time for me to travel. And like I said, we have to ask, you got to ask, Lord, I want to go here. Is it okay? That's what I would say, Lord, is it okay for me to travel? What do you think? Is it okay for me to travel? I would like to go here. Places that I want to go, he allowed me to go. And he gave me favor to go. I'm trying to help somebody out. I'm trying to help somebody out. He will give you favor. He will give you favor. Your work is not in vain. He will bless you. He know I love to travel. I love, that's the one thing. I love to travel. I love to travel. He have gave me favor with traveling. I will go places and people were saying, well, go on a car lot and go rent a car. When it was time for me to rent a car, just go out there and pick in the car you want. Huh? They will upgrade the hotel. The favor, every favor is not by money. Every favor could be from, you know, people blessing you, doing little simple things. I remember I went to Texas Roadhouse one day, you know, they used to have Wild Wednesday. I used to go get my ex-husband and my son. They used to have the sirloin steak and two sides for $8.88. That was our meal on Wednesday. And I went up there, and we were standing right there. The whole computer system just glinted, just went down. The lights went down, came back up. But when things like that happen, it takes a long time. It takes a long time for to pick back up. And I was sitting up there just waiting patient. My food was ready and everything, just waiting patient. Don't you know, people got up and they left there without not paying their bill, because it took like almost, I think, an hour or something, but I waited patient. And she looked at me, she said, oh, you so humble, you so patient. She said, just go ahead and take that food and take home, go home. Little simple things.
Texas Roadhouse, I went there, and I said, you guys, I got a to-go order. And I said, you forgot to put the peanuts in there.
Right.
And I went and knocked on the back door. I thought he was going to just give me maybe one, you know. He gave me like five or six. I said, oh, look at God, I got one. And I ate every last one of them. I think I got one bag left. I've been saving it and saving it. Tell the Lord, thank you. Because that was my heart desire. That's the only reason why I like going, is just to get the salty peanuts. And
got a bag in there now. Me and my grandson went up there not too long ago. I got a bag right now. But the favor of God could be stuff like that, favorite. Real simple. Favor of God could be somebody paying for your groceries in a grocery store. You know, it could be something. So favor of God could be somebody sowing a seed while you in church. You just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Don't know. Cause my granddaughter walked in and she said, Nana, I hadn't been here in about 2 weeks. What do you need? What do you want from the grocery store? I said, just look in the refrigerator and help yourself. Just tell me what I need you. Just pick out. And that was a blessing. I wasn't looking for her to buy me nothing. I didn't ask for anything.
Right.
And my pantry just been running over for the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, the favor of God, he has been so good to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, be grateful
but
for
I'm
the small
on
favor.
Yeah, I'm looking for greater things,
mm-hmm.
big things. Big faith, not little faith, big faith. I told God, stretch my faith.
Right.
So I'm so ready to walk in obedience. So that really is my prayer tonight is, for the Lord to refresh me and to make me all over again and get me in alignment with the word of God because that word is what we live by. And so, and I'm just thanking him for that. For the maturity
and that's the
of
key
the
word, right. Key word is walking in obedience. Like, I'm telling you, it's very important for us to walk in obedience because we can miss it. We can miss the favor of God. We can miss his hand. Walking in obedience is very important. It's not going to feel good all the time. You might feel lonely. Your yes can cost you some things as well. So you walk in his obedience, his statue. A lot of people think they walking in obedience and they breaking all type of laws.
Come on now.
Yeah. You can't break the law. And let me tell you something. When things go wrong, and I'm not the one to judge, because God is the one to judge. When things go wrong in people's life, they always say God is good. But this was, I was looking at somebody, they very famous, and they went through something in life, and they were like, God is good, God is good. And the next minute, they wasn't dropping the F word and all that. And I'm like, wait a minute, God is good. No, God not a flip-flopper. He ain't no flip-flopper. You ain't going to sit and say, God is good, God getting me through, and then you sitting up here saying these curse words. No. And then you get mad when you say, y'all judging me. You know, God's grace is sufficient. Yeah, his grace is sufficient. But I don't see, you ain't going to do that. No. Sometimes, Father, I'm going to tell them. Sometimes God is good because of the prayers of your mama. Sometimes God is good because the prayers of your grandmama, the prayers of your mom and your grandmama because of the righteous one, that's how things moved in your life. You flip-flopping. The goodness of God, he honored their prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to say, well, God good in my life. He was good in your life because there was somebody around you praying.
Can't straddle the fence.
And they not that right. They not doing that. They not cussing. They not doing these things, drinking. God is honoring their prayers. That's why he's good. And you see, you the witness of his goodness. So it can draw you in. But it's a prayer. It could be the prayers of your child. It could be the prayers of your grandmama. It could be the prayers of your granddaddy or your mama or your daddy. The goodness of God to draw you in. So,
that's true.
I say, Lord, and that's what he showed me. No, it's the prayer because his mama was there. And he had his other prayer warriors there praying. And he getting the chance to see the goodness of God drawing him in. You're not for to sit up there and say God is good and then you cussing. No. No, ma'am.
Come on.
Ma'am.
Talk about it.
No, ma'am.
That's right.
You don't flip-flop like that. When God begins, when you go up under that water, because we talking about water, the rivers and stuff, when you go up on that water, he say you come up as a what? You come up out that water as what? A new creature. All old things pass away. New things You're going to have a new walk, a new attitude, new heart. Everything going to be new on you because glory, like you said, when Jesus went up under the water, the Holy Spirit came down like a dove and did what? Same thing. Because you ain't going to do it. The reason why you ain't going to do it because you fear who? You fear Yahweh. Because it's going to convict you. You fear him. That's the reason why you ain't going to do it. Ain't like we bringing judgment. I know. You ain't going to do the things you used to do. Because it's a washing. And I know the correct washing. When God do a washing,
sanctification is a process.
When you around that music, bump, I'm bust you in the face, I'm going to do this, all that. It does something to your spirit. You ain't going to want to be around it. Because
that's
now
part
you got
of that deliverance. That requires discipline. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Your thirst is different. You ain't going to want to thirst for the things that you thirst for. That's why he said, is anyone thirsty, let him come and drink. Why he told the woman at the well, if you know who we're asking for a drink, I got what you need. If you drink from this cup, you will never thirst anymore. You ain't going to thirst for the things in the world. But let me tell you something. That stuff is true. I'm not going to sit up here and tell y'all anything wrong. If I, like I told the Father in my prayer, I don't want to be a hypocrite. If I'm not living it, I don't want to speak on it. If I'm not doing it, I don't want to play with you like that. I can't answer for everybody, but I can tell you I can answer for myself because my prayer, I don't want to be no hypocrite. If I'm not living the life, how can I teach your people how to live the life? If I'm not living it in my own household, if I don't have a relationship in my own household with you, if I'm not eating the words myself, I'm not breaking bread, which is your word, eating the good meat, the true meat. If I don't have a worship in my household, how can I tell others to worship? If I don't have a relationship with the Father, how can I tell the other ones to have a relationship with the Father? If I don't have a prayer life, how can I tell those who have a prayer life? If I don't walk in faith, how can I tell others to walk in faith? And my faith is jacked up. No, I don't want to be a hypocrite, and I don't want them to see. You know, yes, we all fall under the glory, but you ain't going to keep falling and say, oh, his grace is sufficient. No. When you go up under that water, you come a new creature. That is so true. The old passed away.
Yes, and everything becomes new. But the Lord is reminding us that he created us.
Right. You begin
he
to
said, don't
more.
Be without a ransom. I paid the ransom for you. I got everything. I called you by your name, and you are mine. And when you go through the deep waters in great trouble, he said, I will be with you. I will go through the rivers of difficulties. I will go through when you have in great trouble. You will not drown. That's what he said. He said, just walk through the fire of oppression and depression. Walk through it. Don't nobody know your story but you. Don't nobody know your testimony but you. What you've been through. What you have. And he said, but come to me. Come to the Father. Come to Jehovah. Come to Yahshua. Come. I'm right here. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So, you know, and when you put your faith and your trust in the King, in the Lord, it's already done.
And nobody can tell your testimony better than you. I remember I told my sister, I remember the Holy Spirit saying, start speaking your testimony. And I remember saying a lot of family members don't like it and they ain't going to be able to handle it. Oh, I can handle it. I said, okay. Because you know the reason why I said it? Because I'm going to speak the truth.
Uh-huh.
Speak the truth. speak the truth. Because it's for somebody else. It's not for me. It's for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the spirit. That's one of my prayers. Lord, show me your truth. When I said I'm going to carry the whole armor of God and I place that belt of truth around my waist, I want the truth. I hungry for the truth. I thirst for the truth. Show me your truth. I want to know the truth. That was my cry. You can't tell me God is not going to show you things when you have a hunger and thirst and a cry that's in on the inside. It's on the inside. It's on the inside. When he know you on the inside, he know you. And when you have a hunger and thirst, he going to fill you up. He's going to be filled with righteousness. He going to clothe you with the coat with many colors. Some of y'all don't understand the coat of many colors. You ain't going to be shameful. You ain't going to be fearful. That's the attack of the enemy trying to put fear in your mouth so you going to speak your testimony. That's the plan of the enemy trying to put fear upon you. Move forward. You won't do the work for his kingdom. Some of y'all need to come out the box. I see some of y'all in the box, and you need to come out the box. You need to come out the box because there's many of y'all that listen to the voice. That's listening. You got a calling on your life. You need to speak your testimony. What happened to you as a child? What happened to you when you was in that marriage? What happened to you when you was in that abusive relationship? What happened to you when you went to college? What happened to you? Tell your testimony. Tell the people the goodness of God, how you was an overcomer. He put it in you. So I command it to come forth. I command that you birth it. Get yourself in a birth position. And I command it to come forth right now in the name of Jesus, that your mouth will not be muffled. Oh, don't look at your situation. Stand up like a soldier. Stand up like a woman of God. Stand up like a daughter of Zion, because he's calling you to come forth. He's calling you to come tell your testimony. He's calling you to go out there to evangelize. He's calling you to teach his word. He's calling you to be mothers to some of these daughters, to be fathers to some of these young men. We need more men voice in this kingdom to pray for the young man. He didn't call you to go to the things that you're going through, to be still, to be boxed up, to be muffled up. It's time for some of y'all to come forth. I don't know who that was for. Don't worry about it. One thing he told me, don't worry about the numbers. He trained me. The Holy Spirit trained me in my own household. Oh, he would train me when nobody else was on the prayer line to keep going. He trained me when nobody would come on there when I would teach Bible study. And I said, Lord, I don't understand it. I don't understand. You told me to do this. I just don't understand it. There's no coming on, one or two will come on. He said, no, it is somebody on there. You know who on there? The angel on there. And they coming back and giving a report. They coming back and writing everything you do here on earth in your book that's in heaven. Don't you give up. You keep going. If you faithful over little, I'm a man ruler over many. Don't you ever worry about the number. Are you doing it for them or are you doing it for me? Oh, you don't understand. And I'm going to use you in a different form, in a different way. You're going to evangelize on your job. You're going to evangelize in your car. And that's what he told me, and that's what he's been doing.
Amen.
You better understand tonight. He can use you in many ways. I meet thousands and thousands. Let me tell you something. I meet thousands of people a month. On the job that I do now, thousands of people a month. And when he said, don't prophesy, evangelize, he told me, don't prophesy. The Holy Spirit said, don't prophesy, but evangelize. Exactly what he had me doing for a season. You do what God tells you to do. Don't worry about you sound, how you look. I don't supposed to sound like Randy. I don't supposed to sound like Tanisha and Terrence. I don't supposed to sound like Angela Joy. I don't supposed to sound like Felicia. I sound like LaShawn. I sound like LaShawn, the daughter. He called me by my name. He predestinate me. This is how I sound. Yes, I'm country. This is how I sound. Come on.
Yes, come on. Right. He'll use you, honey.
He can use anybody. Moses studied. Don't worry about it. He'll send somebody to help you out. A lot of people that walked in the greatest miracle. Did you not hear about Smith Wigglesworth? Come on.
Mm.
A lot of people had a speech problem.
Mm-hmm.
But God had something that he had placed in their hand, the anointing to destroy the yokes.
Come on.
That's why I say be careful. Pick and choose.
Make us whole, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
So, Father God, I just thank you for what you're doing for your daughter in this hour, in this season, that she will get out the boat and she will walk on that water with faith. She will walk on that water with your word unto her feet to lighten up her pathway. She will walk on that water with boldness. She will walk on that water, Father God, with her eyes to the hill which come her help. Her help comes from you, Father God. She will walk on that water, thirsting more and more for you to take her out in the deep, that she will not look to the left or the right, but she will continue to walk on the water, Father God, that she will have faith. Her faith will not waver. Her faith will not be shaken. But, Father God, let them know, people that's on here tonight, let them know that we just speaking. We're not speaking. We're believing in a miracle. We believe that thy will should be done in this hour. Do it. Suddenly, Father God, a sudden change. You even said, Father God, when your prophet and seer see things and reveal it unto your people, that this was going to be an hour that is going to happen. It's going to happen suddenly, that they would know who is the real from the fake. And I have been seeing it from my own eyes and testifying things that you have been revealing to not only not me, but many of them is capping suddenly. Oh, Father God, I ask that you just help us tonight, Father God, in whatever area in her life, Father God, that she's weak, make her strong, because her strength comes from you. It comes from the Lord. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
well,
Father.
My sister, for coming.
I'm sorry that I'm
something's going on. What is this? Let me hold on for a second. I'm sorry. Give me a second. Okay. Y'all, sorry. I told y'all I'm just so stuffy tonight. Well, thank you for calling in, and God bless you, and you have a blessed
weekend. Well, I appreciate your prayers, and thank you, and I enjoy the word of God. You know, I'm just honored by God, you know, marvel for being a faithful servant. I love that. You know, when you're faithful, God bless you with much. So I just thank God for his grace. And you continue to let your light so shine before men. Amen. Because he's worthy, he's a noble. Amen. I love you. God bless you.
Love you. Thank you. God bless you. Have a blessed night.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye bye.
God is good. Okay. 832-231. This is the show. This is the show, man. Who's calling? Where you calling from? Hello?
Hi, this is Martha from Texas.
Oh, I can't. I'm so sorry. I can't even hear you. I can't even hear you.
This is Tasha from Texas.
Tasha from Texas. How you doing?
I'm fine. You?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Well, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. I just wanted to call in and give my testimony. I mean, I thank God for his greatness and his faithfulness and his favor. I was just almost in a wreck, and we was like 2 inches from each other when I was praying before it occurred, and God just spared me and the car and the other person's car. So I like to give God the glory. That's my testimony for getting home safe and just blessed that he stopped it from happening at that time. It was just like a instantaneous stop right on the moment. If I would have made the wrong turn or the wrong move, or they would have, we would just been right on each other, and it was just God head on collision.
Well, we thank you, Father God, for that you was there with your daughter. And we, matter of fact, we pray over those that's driving tonight. Father God, we authority. We rebuke every car wreck. We rebuke the plans of the enemy to cause car wrecks, because we know sometimes those demons on the freeway cause car wrecks, blow out. Father God, we stand against it. We take authority over it. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for her safety, the traveling home, Father God, that you took over the wheel. Thank you, Father God, that you said not so, not tonight, not tonight. So, Father God, I thank you. 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 Thank you, Father. And so, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for keeping her. We thank you for protecting her, protecting her family. Father God, we just ask that she will continue to seek you and continue to trust you in this season. Father God, that things are turning. It might look like it's turning slow, but things are turning around. God's going to perfect what's concerning you, and things are turning around in your life. You just hold on. God's hands is not too short to reach you. God has been the provider. He's providing, even though it might not look like anything huge, but he's providing. He's ordering your steps. He's orchestrating your steps. So just continue to hold on and have that faith. Faith smile is a mustard seed. Faith to tell the mountain, be thou moving, cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus, that she will speak to the situation that's trying to hinder and block her. That she help her to understand that power and authority come from the tongue, the mouth, that she will speak, she will begin to prophesy over herself, that she will begin to prophesy over her home, over her situation, because life and death is the power of the tongue, that he given us the power and authority. Understand the exercise, the power and authority to tread upon the serpent and scorpion. He gives us the power and authority. Jesus already then went to hell and took the key. He didn't already been died up on that tree. He ain't come back dying up on no cross and no tree. He already been ascended into heaven. So these things have been done, but he given us certain things. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us peace. He gave us a comfort. He gave us a way to reach him and communicate with him. But we got to know this without a shadow of a doubt. We have access to our Heavenly Father. We have access to the King, and Lord, the Lord. Oh, even though things go on in our life, we still have access. Even though you might lose your job or lost that car, you still have access. Even though your body is wrecking with pain or what's going on with your health, you still have access. Access to heaven have not been denied. You have access. You still have access to the Father. Oh, you will always have access to him. How do you know, Sister LaShawn? Because the word tells us so. If we join earth with him, if we sit high above the principality and power, that means you got access to the Father. Oh, Father God, help your daughter to understand that. She will not waver. No more wavering, no more stinky thinking, that she have power and authority that's in her mouth. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for the prayer. And can I have prayer for my son? Thank you for the prayer. In Jesus' name, I receive it.
I speak that over your son as well. The prayer that he would know the power and authority, that he would know his true identity, that it will be revealed to him. But if he, see, that he would stop running, but he would turn around and run right into the arms of his Heavenly Father, who is his provider, who is his Father, that he will understand it. And we just rebuke the spirit of confusion, in the spirit of influence, in the spirit of distraction off his life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for the prayer. We receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, and you have a blessed weekend.
You have a blessed and safe weekend, too.
All right. Thank you. All righty. So, if there's anybody on here who would like to be ministered to, just press 1 on your phone. I'll be more happy to bring you on. And 828-989. Massive calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn. It's Jennifer and Greg.
Hey, how
y'all
doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great. No complaint.
Hello. I'm enjoying the show tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, God. We give the glory to God. You know I'm hanging in there with this stuffy nose, but I'm hanging in there. God is good.
Good.
How y'all doing tonight?
Doing well. Really enjoying the show. I feel like God's just really showing off.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I don't know why I keep hearing this. Yes. I don't know if that's you saying that. Brother Greg saying it, yes, Father, I will, yes, I do it. What do you need me to do? Yes, Father, yes to your will, yes to your way, yes. I don't know, I just hear yes. I don't know if that's coming for you or our dear brother, but I hear yes, yes, Father, yes, Father, yes, Father. Yes, yes, yes. Even I'm hearing a yes from Elvin for you. Yes, yes, you can have it. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm going to watch you. Yes, yes, I hear you. Yes, I see you. Yes, it's coming. Yes, yes, yes to your way. Yes, that you're going to move this out. Yes, Father, I will walk in obedience. Yes, Father, it hurt. Yes, Father, it's confusion. Yes. Do you see me? He's saying yes. Yes, yes. I don't know what that is. What, I mean, I don't know if you can relate to that. Or I don't know. That's just what I...
Yes.
That's what I kept hearing. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Father God. Father God, I just ask, just let it be released because you have heard them. Let it be released. You have seen them. Let it be released. They have asked you. Let it be released right now, Father God. Move on their behalf right now. Father God, it's already settled in heaven, so let it settle in their life. Yet the yes come, and let it come quickly. I don't know if there's something that y'all been waiting on, paperwork or whatever this is. It's yes, my daughter, yes. That's all I hear. This is all I hear. I don't want to read too deep into it, but I'm just hearing yes. That's what I don't know if you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And also, I see a green light, like a green light for you to go. Green, I don't know if this is for Brother Greg, but it's a green light to go. Okay, for you to go. Thank you, Father. Help them to understand what this green light to go. I don't know if this is. And they've been waiting on to send you on together or something, but I see a green light. It's okay for you to go. It's a green light for you to go. that's a green light for you to go. So, Father God, I ask that you give them revelation on that, Father God, that whatever this is, that it's okay for them to go. It's already approved. It's just approved. It's okay. It's a green light for you to go. No, no, these documents or something you've been waiting on, but yes, it's a go. It's a go.
Wow.
So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for protecting them. I thank you for preserving for a time like this, that you've been holding on to for a time like this. But now it's time. It's time. It's time. It's a green. I just see a green light. Green light to go. It's good. It's good. It's good. I don't know if you know what that means. Have the Holy Spirit spoke to you? Is that in your spirit? He spoke to you. You know what this is?
Well, he was, he's been showing me green lights. It's just really strange. I wasn't really sure what. Oh, yeah, like I'd go for my drives with him. And, I mean, I'm not kidding. There'd be like a green light on a barn or, I mean, like stoplights, you know, when it'd be lit up green. And they were always green, but I didn't, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, this has been going on for a long, long time, but just not sure what it meant. I mean,
wow.
I felt like I knew what it meant. I felt like it meant a yes.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Father God, this time I just ask that you just gave a confirmation tonight, but Father God, make it very clear. If this something that you want to reveal to her in secret, make it very clear. Give it to her in a vision or a dream. Speak in her ear loud and clear. Speak it. I don't know if you plan on something that you've been hesitating or something, but if I just see you, that's all I seen.
This just will. I just want to be in His perfect will.
Amen.
I don't want to miss His will, and you know,
right.
Just wanted to know for sure, and I feel like I've gotten the answer tonight. I've gotten confirmation.
Wow, that's awesome! Wow, Father, I just thank you. I tell you, you're a bad boy. You're a bad boy. I don't know. Yeah. I just give him a will. This is what I
didn't
want to go too much in it, because sometimes he'll show us just a glimpse of something.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm praying, if he give us more, he'll give us more, you know. But I mean, when you were talking, I kept hearing yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. I just kept hearing it just like that. Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I feel like that's a answer to my prayers, my questions, and I don't know if that speaks to Greg.
Mm-hmm.
I could speak to him the same way, but Greg.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, I mean, I wasn't you know, God is good, and He just has definitely made it perfectly loud and clear tonight. Wow.
Oh, it's been leading up to that. But, I mean, the last two or three days that we've talked and prayed together.
Yeah.
Amen. Tell you, His will, it's already done. It's our, like we've been saying, it's settled in heaven. It needs to be settled in our life. Sometimes our spirit just needs to settle. You know, sometimes we be so overwhelmed and so anxious, and we need to settle here on earth. Settle down. Settle with heaven. Because if it's settled, my God, Holy Spirit, I felt that. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Father. If it's settled in heaven, can't nobody, it cannot be undone. It just can't be undone. It's just that we got to settle here on earth, anxious for nothing. You got to calm down. Sometimes he's saying, LaShawn, you got to calm down. You got to calm down. One time I heard the Holy Spirit say, just sit. Come and sit. Like I heard him saying, come and sit right here by me. Just sit. I just need you to sit. Pay attention to the voices and pay attention to the sign. It's amazing how he speak to us even when we driving. He speak. He said all of these speak. He show us things and signs. It might be a truck come by you saying John 3:16 or he speaks. We just got to watch.
Well, it's been really encouraging because, you know, all those, you know, sometimes you just think, you know, am I just like making this up? You know, like they put these green lights all the time. And, and so, like, this has been so encouraging to me to know that, yes, I really feel like he's really speaking tonight. Like, he's just put my mind to rest about so many things, like, that I'm hearing from him and what I felt. But, you know, I just wanted him to scream. You know, scream it, and I feel like he's screaming tonight, like, so wow.
I tell you, we thank him, you know, because, you know, it's not easy for us to pray for people, and, you know, I'm telling you, I used to be kind of, oh, my gosh, should I say that? I'm seeing a green light. I've seen some stuff, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, but I learned trust what I see. And, you know, he might give us one word. He might just, you know, I'm like grateful. I'm hearing yes, 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 just speak it. And then I'm seeing this green light. What is this green light? You know, you just speak it. Mm-hmm. We never know. You know, but the person that you're giving it to knows.
Well, Greg and I are engaged, and we both just want his will. And, you know, there's obstacles and, you know, where we can see no way. But, you know, over the last few days, we just kind of surrendered and just know that God can do anything, the miraculous. And, you know, and for me, I just feel like I know that I'm in his will. I just know that I know. And a lot of comfort. It's just brought me tonight. I had it prior to the call, but now it's just like that.
And for Brother Craig, I see you coming to the front line. You coming to the front line. I just heard that you coming to the front line. And you're going to come to the front line fully equipped. Get ready. Get ready for that. You come into the front line fully equipped. I just see you coming to the front line. I don't know if you've been like at the back or in the middle, but I just seen you. Do y'all know y'all have anointing on y'all life?
I know. I don't
know.
I think Craig's a little bit hesitant with that.
No,
you know,
no. I see y'all both together. Because I'm feeling it.
I know that, but I think he needs the convincing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the Holy Spirit revealing to me, you're coming to the front line. You're coming to the front line, and God ain't going to put you to the front line out of quilt. You're going to be fully equipped when you come to the front line. Get ready. Sometimes God got nudge us and push us. No.
He's anointed. He just doesn't really realize it. He's very prophetic, and he's just...
Oh, I'm telling you because I feel it. I'm telling you, it's not, I don't feel it like I feel it from you. I feel it from both of y'all. I can feel it even when I'm talking and praying.
Tell her what I keep telling her.
And so he's going to call you in the front line. You're gonna be fully equipped. Whatever he tell you to speak, whatever he tell you to do, you better know. Because let me tell you something, when you come to the front line, look to the left and right, because you're going to have some war angels with you as well. Oh, my God. Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I pray that he will have understanding, knowledge of you pulling him through the front line, that nothing would not be able to pull him back, that he will not walk in fear, he will not walk in doubt, but he will trust you. And this is a must thing with you. This is a must thing with you. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father God. Line them up. Line them up. It's time for some people to come, because the ones that's already on the front line, they got to move on. And you're going to be one of the ones that's about to come to the front line. You start praying, go on a fast and pray. God going to open your eyes to some things, because it's time for you to come to the front line. That's just what I heard. So, Father God, I thank you. We cover this word. We cover it, Father God. We thank you for protecting them. Father God, they don't have to worry. No worry. Don't fear. Because the word of Psalm 27, what does it say? The Lord is your light, your salvation. Who should you fear? If you fear God, it's going to be for your protection. God going to have your backside. Everything that's trying to hit you from the back, he's going to protect you. You're going to have help from the left and the right. Don't you keep your eyes on what's going on that's trying to destroy you. Keep your eyes up on Christ. God going to orchestrate. He's going to lead you. It's going to be some rough edges, but you're going to get through it. You gonna run through them. The enemy ain't gonna be able to hold you. He ain't gonna be able to hold you. Do you not know what God had placed up in you? And I call it to come forth right now in the name of Jesus. I call it to line up with heaven right now in the name of Jesus. Nothing will be able to keep you at the back in the middle. He gonna pull you to his for you to come forth on the front line. And so, Father God, I thank you, and I cover this word, and I ask that you give them confirmation. Give them confirmation in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, we thank you.
Amen.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
we
and
thank
amen.
You. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So he's going to strengthen you. He's going to strengthen you in the area that you think that you thought was weak, but your strength going to come from the Lord. Your strength coming from me. That's your strength. It's going to come. Don't be surprised. I don't know if this already happened to you when you get woken up at a certain time of night. Pay attention, because some of that stuff going to be prophetic. Pay attention and write it down. Yeah. Pay attention and write it down. You're just not being waking up. It's just not a coincidence you're being woken up. Just like Samuel said, Here I am, Lord, speak. Here I am, Father. Speak to your servant. Speak to your servant. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Fill them up with more, because your will is already done. Fill them up, Father God. Fill them up right now. Let them get a taste. Let them taste. Your word say, taste and see. Taste and see the goodness. Oh, Father, thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. Ooh, I don't know if y'all feel that. My God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. You got anointing. You got anointing to destroy yokes. I don't know.
Yes.
You got anointing to destroy yokes. My God. Ooh, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, I don't know if y'all feel it. Ooh, Jesus, thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Fill them up. Fill them up. Anything that's in you, Father God, that's hindering them, that's trying to hold them back, Father God, I ask that you fill them up right now. Oh, Father God.
More. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh.
I don't know if anybody ever told you. You called to destroy some yokes, deliver ministry. That's the reason why you got
that,
into the
front. Yes.
Front line. That's the reason why you come to the front line. That's the reason why you gotta come front.
I've been waiting a long time. From when I first heard that from him.
Wow.
Yes, Lord, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Trust the process. Don't fear. Don't fret. Don't fret the evildoers. God fight your battle. He fight your battle.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank him. We thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Do y'all have anything else or anything to say?
Greg.
Yes.
Do you have anything to say?
No, I'm just kind of taking it all in. Just absorbing.
Yeah.
Once y'all go on the fast, ask the Father what fast y'all go on a fast together. Pray together and fast together. I'm not going to tell you what type of fast to go on and how many days, but go on a fast. Go on a fast and pray and seek God. God, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Shut yourself in with him. And see what will happen.
Thank you.
And Esther Grant, I see you laying hands on your fiance. You gotta lay hands on her.
I've done that before.
Oh wow.
I'm sure I'll do it again.
And I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you have the anointing to destroy yokes here and here well. That's awesome. I mean, a lot of people don't want that type of anointing, but somebody got to do it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And the word tells us it's anointing to destroy yokes. Thank you.
Doesn't that have to do with the keys?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that have to do with the keys of David?
The keys to the kingdom?
Yeah.
Well, the thing that the Holy Spirit revealed to me, deliverance. When you operate in the, when some people operate in a deliverance ministry, there's keys that have been, he give them a keys, those keys of authority.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. There are certain keys he released.
That's what I kept hearing from him.
Yeah, he released certain keys. Yeah. Everybody, some people think that the car is money. No, he released certain to have the keys to authority to lock up.
Yes.
A lot of gatekeepers help. He gives a lot of gatekeepers keys to lock up. They have the ability to lock up, shut down, and unlock.
And I just happen to have a tattoo with two keys behind the lock.
What?
The heart.
Yeah, the heart is the lock, and the two keys are behind the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go on.
I've had it since 2016.
Wow. Go on the fast and ask God certain questions. Don't be surprised when he open your eyes to see certain things, but that's the thought that he say, verily, verily, I say unto you, you know, whatsoever you bind here on earth should be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose here on earth should be loosened in heaven. So there are certain people that he give authority, certain authority he release keys to.
This is so much confirmation. I just told, and I don't know if it was last night or the night before, I told Greg that I really just, I've known for years that he's been calling me to a deliverance ministry. I've had so many, like, I can look at throughout, you know, years and see how he's prepared me for it. And, you know, but I've never had the confirmation like I'm getting tonight. It's just, you know, I just know that I know in my spirit, and yeah. Wow.
Yep.
So much confirmation.
Right, a lot of people think delivering demons out, you know, how some of the people do that. No, there are different types of deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot for children deliverance, women deliverance, deliverance of broken, wounded hearts, broken marriage. There's different forms of deliverance. That's why you go fast and seek God on it, and he's going to reveal it to you. Have y'all thought about and like I say, seek the Father on this now. Seek him on it. He gonna always give confirmation. Have y'all thought about doing like a prayer group, a conference call prayer group or something like that? Are y'all part of a prayer group?
No. I'm not.
Seek him on it. Because there's a ministry calling. Everybody think ministry is supposed to be in the, that you have to have a church and a pulpit. Who are the church? Ministry, you can go to a grocery store. I'm ministering to y'all right now. You could be ministering to your loved one. Ministering to your co-worker, praying for them, that's ministry. That's ministry. That is ministry. And you just catch yourself praying for people, and they're getting set free. You know, they're getting set free from stronghold. That's deliverance. They don't have to be menaced with demons. That's deliverance. They're getting set free. You're going to know when they... You gonna know because the Holy Spirit, with the discernment of spirit, gonna let you know when that person is set free.
Jesus.
He might use your coworker. He might use your sister. He might have you to pray for your neighbor. That's ministry. That's ministry. But I always say, seek him first, and he's gonna direct your steps. He's gonna direct your path.
Well,
yeah, and I'm just waiting for y'all to come back with the testimony, because like I said, y'all have a pulling on y'all life, and there's anointing that he have placed on the inside. He's gonna let you know. He already gave you confirmation, but just ask him to use you. Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to pray for? Who do you want me to pray for? Where do you want me to go? What's your assignment for me? What's your will? When you start saying that, watch how you place people. Watch it, man. Watch it. I always cover yourself with prayer and worship and in his word. He's definitely going to speak. So, Amen to that. That's all I, that's it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I thank y'all for calling in. I have one more caller, and I thank y'all for
calling in.
And we would love to hear back from you, from y'all. Go and seek the Father about this fasting, and let it be secret. You don't got to tell nobody. That's between you and God. Fast and ask. During your fast, make sure you get worship in. Make sure you read His Word. Make sure you pray and ask God to reveal Himself and reveal the Simon and His plan. And who do He want you to pray for? Who do He want you to minister to and watch? Assist with
Him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister LaShawn. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
You be healed in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I receive it. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Man, who's calling? Where you coming from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Regina.
Hey, Regina. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good. You been in there?
What? That's good. Well, it's good to know. Thank you for calling in tonight. Or do you have anything you want to share, a special prayer request?
Well, you know, I just want to pray for my stepbrother. He's in rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And then last Saturday for alcohol. So he's been 1 week in there, so he's going through. Just want to lift him up in prayer to God. Would just be with him as he goes through the detox. And I didn't know it was that bad until last Friday when I saw him. And then he lives in Arizona, so he came to California to go to rehab. So.
Okay. Well, Father God, I just ask that you, Father God, we thank you. What is his name?
Julian.
Father God, we thank you.
We call him Tyke.
Okay. Y'all call him who, Mike?
T-I-K.
You said Mike?
Tyke.
Say it again.
T-Tyke.
Tyke?
With a T-Tyke. Yes.
Tyke. Father God, we thank you for, I'm just going to say Junior. We thank you for Junior, Father God. We thank you for keeping him protected. Father God, we thank you for keeping him from entering home. Father God, we thank you for life and life abundantly. There's a reason why he's still here, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We ask that your spirit move by your spirit. You move by your spirit. Let your spirit move upon that place, that facility that he's in, Father God. Anything that's in there that's causing confusion, we take authority over, Father God. You're not the author of confusion. But, Father God, we declare and decree over him love, peace, and a sound mind, that he will have a sound mind in that place, that he will have a peace in that place, that he will have the love in that place, love for Christ. Father God, I ask that you touch his heart, purge his heart, wash him, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Let him have Father God, one touch of you, Father God, can change his life. One touch of you can change this man's life. It can turn it around. Father God, we thank you for turning around. Father God, everything that the enemy thought he stole from him, his true identity, his deliverance, his healing, Father God. Oh, people, Father God, restored mm-hmm. right now in this hour yeah. in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Let this be an hour mm-hmm. in the season of purging. Let this be an hour in the season yeah. of yeah. true repentance. Let this be an hour in a season that he will get his healing, true deliverance.
Yeah.
Father
yeah.
God, that he will know who you are, the true living God, the only one, Father God.
Yeah.
His provider, his way maker, his strong tower. Oh,
yes.
Father God, we ask that you purge him on the inside, deliver him on the inside. Father God, yes. we ask that you touch his mind, everything that's trying to obsess
yes.
him, Father God. Oh, Father God, touch his body, touch his liver in the name of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
Father God,
Lord.
Restore, purify his liver in the name of Jesus. Purify
yes,
his
Lord.
Kidneys. In the name of Jesus, Father God,
yeah.
let you be spiritual food in that place. Release your spiritual food upon his life. Release the bread of life, the true bread. Let him eat of your body. Let him drink from your cup, the true wine. You are the true wine dresser. Dress him up, Father God, and find linen
yes,
and
Lord.
Find clothes in the name of Jesus. Let
yes,
we know
Father.
That. Your will is already done for this man, so we pray that he will walk in your will,
mm-hmm.
walk in obedience, walk in a statue, that he will not stumble and fall.
Mm-hmm.
That he will know the straight gate that lead him right unto you, right into truth, right into deliverance, right into freedom, because who the Son
yes,
says free is free indeed. I trust you in this situation. When you say they are weak, call
yes.
the elders of the church, call the righteous one that
yes.
we can stand together and pray for the weak soul. We pray, Father
yes.
God, because the prayers of the righteous one is going to be much. So, Father
mm-hmm.
God, we know, I know, without a shadow of a doubt, this prayer is touching
yes.
heaven. Oh, Father God, remember this prayer on your son's behalf. Remember this prayer on Julia's behalf. He is weak. You
yes,
are strong.
Lord.
Be his strong power. Be his strong power
yes.
in this hour in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You,
yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
And we thank
you
for the prayers that already went up for you. There will be no backlash. There will be no retaliation. You better not try to retaliation against this household. You better not try to retaliation against this temple, against this body, because you're a defeated foe. But God and I already lift up the standard.
Yes.
There will be no retaliation against our home, against our family, our children, because they are covered. Cover us up on her this morning.
Yes.
Cover us, Father
Amen.
God. We will have a sweet sleep, because, Father God, we walk with clean hands and pure heart, and we thank you, Father God, in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He's good.
God is good.
Yeah. Just got to
yes.
trust the process. Trust the process. The process don't always look good on the outside, but we're going to have faith
mm-hmm.
that God's going to snatch him
Amen.
Up out the hands.
Yes.
He won't give up. When he's weak, God is strong. Thank
yes,
you,
Father. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Bless your name. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes.
All right. Is there anything else?
Yes.
Huh?
No, that was on my heart. I said, no, that was in my heart. Pray for him.
Well,
I talked
to him.
Sound good. Yeah.
Huh?
I said, I talked to him once. He sounds good, you know, going
well,
through
that's
the
good.
Process.
That's
so.
Good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We thank the Father.
Yeah. Yes.
We thank him. Well, you was my last caller with the hands up, so we thank everyone that's on here. everyone that joined on tonight, I just speak the hand of the Father will be with you, that you will have sweet sleep tonight. And anybody that's dealing with upper respiratory infection, bronchitis, sinus infection because of the weather, the dust, we just speak healing, that you is in good health, that your soul prosper, and you have a sweet sleep tonight, a peaceful sleep tonight. Anything that's trying to attack you in your dreams, we take authority over, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for going ahead and making every crooked place straight. Father God, we thank you for even going into the schools, even going into the highways, even going, Father God, your spirit. Oh, Father God, I just see that this thing that's been stirred up, is stirring up. You're stirring something up in the spirit, Father God. Oh, Father God, you're stirring us up, Father God. And Father God, that, and we know that all things work together for the good because we love you. And Father God, we ask that you continue to mold us, continue to use us. It's for your glory. And we thank you for PGN Prophetic Grace Network. We thank you for covering. I just speak that you cover everyone that's on here, everyone that's on Prophetic Grace Network. Cover their family. Cover their sons. The devil will not steal identity. I speak across failure. That their children will know who they are. The enemy will not continue to torment them. Or we bind and we rebuke it. We take authority over it right now. We speak healing in the minds, Father God. They will not be oppressed, not in this hour, not in 2023. They will not end up in a hospital. They will not end up in jail. Oh, Father God, everything that the enemy meant, you're going to turn it around for the good. Father God, begin to erase negative curse words in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Erase every negative curse word. Erase every word coming from the enemy mouth. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we speak life. We speak that they will be genius. We speak that they will be smart. We speak that they will walk in integrity. We speak that they will know their true identity in Christ. We speak, Father God, that your hand will be with them, your hand of protection. We'll fight for them, those who weep. We bind and we rebuke depression. We bind and we rebuke oppression. We bind and we rebuke every python spirit that's trying to squeeze the life out of this young generation. Oh, Father God, move. Move upon this earth. Move, Holy Spirit. Move on the young man's. Move, Father God. Go into the jail cell. Oh, Father God, you set your captain. You came here to set the captain free. And your word tells us, wherever the spirit of the living God is, there is liberty. I speak liberty over your family. I speak liberty over your young men. I speak liberty. They are free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Take the shackles off their feet. Take the shackles, Father God. Your anointed destroy yokes. Let the yokes be destroyed. Oh, Father God, your word tell us the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through you by pulling down the stronghold. Oh, Father God, we just speak that every stronghold will be cast down. Every stronghold will be pulled down. Strongholds of addiction. Oh, Father God, let it be destroyed in this hour right now. Let it break. Let it break up off the family. We release the axe and we uproot it and we renounce. We renounce any unforgiveness. We renounce any drug addiction. We renounce perversion and lust off our generation, off the mind of the children that's coming through social media, that's coming through these rap music. We renounce, forgive us for our sin and have mercy upon this nation. Have mercy, Father God. Forgive us for things we didn't know we was doing. Forgive us. Forgive our ancestors. Forgive us, Father God. Do a washing. Do a purge. Purge that young man right now. Deliver that young man right now. Deliver your daughter right now. Deliver them from themselves. Purge them from themselves in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the washing and purging. We speak that our young children will have life and life abundant. They will not be bound up with shackles. They will not be behind bars. Oh, Father God, but they will have freedom. Freedom in their mind. They will have freedom, and they will be joint heir unto you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. I think I got one more call that put their hands up.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. 330-414.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Fine.
Man, who's calling? And where you calling from?
Mimi from Ohio.
Hey, Mimi. How you doing?
Fine. Okay, I'm going to get in there.
Oh, okay.
I'm on prayer, bro.
Uh-huh.
I got so many for the situation concerning the police to be exposed, everything to be exposed to come out, and everybody get caught and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
And, okay. I'm trying to get what you're saying. Okay, you say you want prayer requests in a situation.
Yeah, for a situation concerning the police to be exposed, to be found out what they're doing to me, and, you know, everybody get caught and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Okay. Well, Father God, you are knowing God. You see everything. Ain't nothing hidden up under the sun. It let us know nothing don't catch you by surprise. Nothing is hid up under the sun. So, Father God, you know this situation, Father God. You've seen everything happen from the beginning to the end. So, Father God, if this was something that was wicked, if this thing, a case that brought against your daughter, a case brought against her that was unlawful, unjust, you know, that wasn't of you, Father God, we ask that you bring it to justice. You hold the gavel. You got the gavel in heaven. You got it in your hand. Whatever is unjust, unlawful, Father God, let it come to the surface. Let it be exposed. Let the truth be revealed. The truth, Father God, the real truth. Let justice be served in the name of Yahshua. What the enemy meant for evil, you're going to turn it around for good. That she will have a testimony. But, Father God, I ask that you just calm her, Father God. Breathe on her, Father God. Give her a reassurance, that ensurement that you are in control. Don't matter. Help her to understand. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. Help her to understand the spirit, the principality, the power. Father God, I ask that you touch her heart, that she will not hold grudges. She will not hold grudges. You tell us we can get upset. We can get, but you say we can get angry, but sin not. Sin not. You say bless those who prosecute us. Pray for those that they will have a turning heart, that they will turn to you, Father God. Father God, you already been doing exposure, and you never stopped doing exposure. So, Father God, to speak, let you will. Your will is already done in this situation, in this case, that I pray that your daughter will have a faith. I don't know what's her relationship with you, Father God. But I pray that she will have a relate, that she will draw to you like never before. This is the time for her to trust you like never before. This is the time for her to keep her eyes up onto you. Look to the hill which come her help. It comes from you. This is the time for her to cry out. This is the time for her to ask, you know, the truth ask you for truth, for that you would clean her heart, that there will not be no unforgiveness in her heart, that she will forgive those and forgive herself. This is the time that she repents. This is the time that she turned her face unto you. So, Father God, I ask that you help your daughter. Help her in this hour. Help her to walk this thing out. That she don't go ahead of you. She don't go ahead of you. She will understand that you in control of all things. All things is up under your control. You see everything. That she will speak the truth. She will speak the truth. No added. She'll trust you and walk with you. In Jesus. Bring a peace. Bring a peace. Bring a peace. Bring a peace. We rebuke that spirit of worry. We rebuke the spirit of anger. We rebuke it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He's in control. The question is, do you really trust him? Do you trust him that he's in control?
Yes.
You got to trust him. Don't try to add to it. Don't try to take away. Let him do what he need to do. Let him do what he need to do. Might not seem like it's working. Might not feel good. Let him do what he need to do. And Father God, if anybody that's doing anything crooked, doing anything wrong, we ask that you touch their heart, convict their heart. We speak justice in this case in the name of Jesus. Because the book of Proverbs even tell us, even a judge got to do right. Even a judge got to do right. Everybody from the judge to the jury to the police department, everybody got to line up with your law, your statute, your liberty. Even the judge and the jury is held accountable upon your law. We just got to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything else?
Can you also pray for my finances to be released? I have some money that's been held up.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for that to be released. And for the relationships between my family, because my mother, everybody kind of like went their own way and separated. And, you know, and during the holidays, you know, I have been alone and all that. And we don't, you know, everybody just don't talk to one another. I think they have, you know, stuff in their heart from growing up and all that stuff. And just.
Father God, you will restore. I ask that you restore her family. But Father God, let it be a washing, a purging. Father God, there's a lot of unforgiveness in this family. Father God, you are a forgiving God. Your word tells us, how can your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you, which you have not seen, which you cannot forgive your brother here on earth, which you see every day. So, Father God, I just speak that you will touch their heart. They will not walk in this season. This season will unforgiving and grudges in their heart. Touch their heart. You do surgical on their heart. They will let this thing go. Bring this family back together. Restore this family. Father God, we ask that you restore this family. We ask that you bring healing and deliverance to this family. Father God, I ask that you raise the ones up that you are going to raise up to serve you, to serve your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you will do a turnaround with her finance, Father God. Give her wisdom how to manage her finance in the name of Jesus. Give her wisdom, Father God, how to spend, how to pull back, how to save. Father God, I ask that you even give her a place of peace. Give her a place of peace that she can rest at night. Give her a place of peace, a peace in you, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know the reason why things are held up. Sometimes you got to fix things in our life before it can be released. But Father God, in due time, if that's your plan, in due time, you're going to release it. And I thank you, Father God, ask that you give her wisdom, the area that she lacking. I ask that you help her, Father God. Help her. Help your daughter. But she going to have to want it. She's going to have to thirst and want it. So, Father God, I ask that you help her. Help her understand it. And the thing that's coming against her mind, the lion spirit, give her the power to know that she has the power and authority to tell that lion spirit that's speaking to her mind, that's trying to deceive her, to shut up and be quiet and move out your way. She got the power and authority. Help her to understand that in Jesus' name. And I ask that you put around God-friend women. Get around people that have a prayer life, more God-friend women and men in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have been praying for Christian friends, because like I said, like you said, I don't have anybody really to talk to sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've been praying for Christian friends. They mm-hmm. cry.
Well, Father God, and that's what you stand on, that you place more God-fearing friends in her life, Father God, and that she would. And then this is the thing: when He places God-fearing friends in your life, don't judge them, receive them. Because they some of them gonna be different. They not gonna be like you. But God knows the ones that He need to put in your life. He know. He know what you need. So don't reject them, because the things that you went on in life. Don't reject the ones that He placed in your life to bring your healing and deliverance to. So you He can these people can help you with your with your assignment. Do not reject them. And so I thank the Father for putting real friends in your life. Someone that can pray with you. Someone that's not going to look down on you and judge you. But also pray that that rejection spirit, that you will be healed and delivered from it. That when He do place these people in the life, knowing genuine, that He was sending genuine people to help you with the process, that you would not reject in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. You know what? Go ahead.
Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I just decided to call in and see was anybody mm-hmm. on.
Yeah. Start reading the book, Psalms 23, before you go to bed. Read Psalms 23 before you go to bed every night.
Okay. Psalms
23, and then let me look up Psalms 118. Let me look at something. Psalms 118. But if I can look at something right quick. Give me a second. I think Psalms 18 is a pretty long one, but it's something. Okay. Psalms 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endures forever. Okay, read Psalms 118 as well in the daytime. Read Psalms 118 every day, because I like this Bible verse too. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say
that his mercy endure forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endure forever. I call upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and sent me in a large place. That the Lord is on my side, I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in a man. It is better to trust in the Lord than put my confidence in princes. All nation compassion compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Read that Bible verse. Read it. It's a good Bible verse.
Psalm 118 and Psalm 23. Yeah.
You
said 23 or 33? 23. Okay. Psalms 118, that's what I heard. Psalms 118 and Psalms 23. Read those two. Okay. And keep reading. And keep, while you're reading, you also pray those words over yourself.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in and have a blessed night.
Okay, you too. God bless.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. I'm so sorry, y'all. Y'all had to hear me over here sniffing. I'm trying to, like, oh, it's up in my nose. So I think it's getting kind of stuffy up in here. But anyway, I'm just probably sweating or whatever. Thank y'all for being patient. I don't like that because I ain't never had it's an upper respiratory infection. I don't know. I have to own the phone. Regina, you still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. That's why I say you on the phone. I'll say it's all in my nose. I can hear it all in my nose, but I thank the Father as well, though. I'm like, what is going on? But I've been trying to
take care of it. Nighttime gets worse.
Huh?
Yeah. I said nighttime gets worse.
Because I was not like this until I got on the radio. It's nighttime, so I'm going to take me a steam shower and go in there, steam the shower and just sit in there and drink me some tea and honey, lay it down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do because I don't like to be stuffy like this.
Yeah.
So,
go
ahead.
No, I was just saying it sounds like a lot like allergies, hay fever. Or,
yeah. Uh-huh. Because at first, my ears were hurting real bad one day. And then it was like draining in my throat, and then my throat went away because I started taking honey and tea. And then I'm like, oh my God, my nose, why I'm sounding like this? Like it's up in the upper chamber and stuff. But I'm like, oh Lord Jesus, you don't know. Like I told people, the birds don't even know which way to fly. They don't know to go east, west, north, and south. I think that's just like what I'm like. You don't know if it's a respiratory infection, but I tell you, but I've been trying to take care of it.
You have Claritin or do you have some Claritin?
You know what? My doctor used to sign me some Claritin because it's real dust since they fixing on everything in Texas. It's been so dusty, in the summer. I didn't take them, but I need to do get some Claritin.
Mm-hmm.
One minute my ear was hurting. My ear don't hurt no more. My throat for one day was hurt. That went away. And then I just started sneezing everywhere, sneezing. Then I woke up.
Sounds like allergies.
Congested.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this ain't moving. This thing moving all over the place.
Yeah. What about Benadryl?
Benadryl? Ooh, I'll be asleep. I slept all day today. I really will be sleeping taking Benadryl.
It'll dry you up, though. Kind of help with that.
It will?
It helps a little bit, yeah. It helps with allergies.
Right. Yeah, I've been trying to do some natural things, but especially at night so I can breathe and go to sleep, I've been putting the Vicks cell. I rub it like how your mama used to do, rub it all over you and get up on the next day.
Wet it out. But
yeah, I've been putting it on my feet and putting it all on my chest, on my shoulder. I'm like, let this thing sweat. That thing trying to come down in the chest, get congested. But I've been staying hydrated, you know, drinking a lot of water and taking.
Yeah,
and what
yeah.
I should have did when they were talking about the snow, because we didn't have snow, thunderstorm, rain, cold, sleet, back to back.
Mm.
What I should have been doing, taking all my vitamins. I kind of slipped up taking my vitamins.
Oh, gotta hit all that. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm like, man, I messed up. I ain't no messing up. Well, I thank y'all for coming on tonight. I'm going to go ahead so I can rest because I got to get up in the morning. God bless you. God be with you. His face will continue to shine up on you. You know, keep everybody lifted up. PGN, keep their family. Keep praying for the young women and young men. Keep this young generation. Okay, I know I need some tea. Keep the young generation, you know. I'm like, it just got worse. Keep the young generation praying and come against untimely death. Come against the enemy trying to trap them, you know, causing them to be stagnated, causing them to go into the jail, get reckless. That's not the plan. That's not the plan for the father, for your young men, your nieces and nephews and sons and daughters. That's not the plan. That's not his plan. And so everything the enemy is trying to plan against this young generation, we take authority. We need to stand, listen, y'all. We need to stand together like never before with this generation. Pray. Even I always say, if you don't even have kids, pray for your leaders' children, because the enemy knows he can't get the leaders to come after the kids. He know this, and that's why we got to pray. Even though you ain't got no kids, pray for the kids. Pray for the young generation. Pray for them. Pray that they will not be victimized. Pray that they will make wise decisions. Pray that they won't be up under the spirit of influence in the spirit of destruction. And I'm going to tell y'all something else. Pray that God will purge this young generation. Purge them from perversion and lust. Purge them. Sanctify their heart. Oh, because this perversion and lust, y'all didn't see the, look, let me tell y'all something. I didn't see the Grammy. I heard everybody talking about it. I didn't see it. I've seen people talking about it on Facebook. I don't get no news. TV don't come on. I don't look at no news. If it come on Facebook, I see something. That's the only way. Or somebody tell me. I didn't know about the man that got shot by the police officer. My sister called me, told me it's breaking news. I didn't go look at it. I didn't go. I prayed about it. God, what you saying? And I prayed about it. God showed me one of the police face just stood out to me so strong. And I'm like, man, why I'm seeing his face? And when I seen the picture of him, that main one, that one face, I don't know his name, the father revealed to me that his heart so wicked. This man been doing stuff like this for years. That his heart been wicked for years. Oh, y'all bet. I'm telling you, that man's face stood out. And this man been doing wicked things for years. This ain't about no color thing. This is about a spiritual thing. but that man heart been wicked for years, that he been doing wicked things for years. I just ain't spoke on it. But when I look, I pray and say, Lord, what you saying about it? It's something ain't right. What are you saying about it? I ain't look at no news. I didn't look at no video because I asked the Father, what are you saying? What is this? What are you saying about it? And when he began to show me that particular one face, he began to show me his wicked heart. He just showed me his wicked heart. And I heard about the gremlin. You got to know what's going on in the spirit realm. The spirit realm is active. It's active. He always trying to mimic God. He always been trying to mimic Yahweh, the true one. He know his time short. He already know it's on a set time. And when they release things like that, they release things in the earth. These things be released in the earth. Attack against your children. Attack against a young man. Sacrifice. All this stuff. You know, Jesus broke bread. Jesus broke bread. This is my body. This is my blood. Well, what you think the Satan and his little imp do? They break bread too. Oh, I know that caught y'all by surprise. They break bread too. Guess what they do? They drink Ashley blood. Y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. They country things, and these things is manifesting on the earth. That's why we got to lock arms with heaven and pray like never before. Pray, I'm telling you, I've been saying this for a long time. The enemy is trying to snatch these men up out of it because it's from the beginning, from Pharaoh. It's from the beginning when they were killing hell. This thing been linking around. Nothing don't catch you by surprise.
Wow.
This thing that been around. This ain't about no color thing. My grandson, I was with him last weekend. He looked at the thing about binder when he was talking about the kids got the right to change their body and the law that was going on with the kids. He talking about, no, if it was my child, I'm going to fight for my child. And he said, no, ain't no Black Lives Matter. He said, the kids matter. You better know the kids are starting to wake up to know wicked. They starting to think this is not right.
Yep.
They starting to realize this is not right. This is not right. We were born as a boy. We were born as a girl. This is they starting to realize this. They starting to realize these laws. They starting to wake up to Beyonce. They starting to wake up because God is checking these children's spirit because he found in the last day, I'm going to pour out my spirit on your sons and daughters. And you better believe gonna show them whoa. We already been in a season of whoa. Evil is evil and good is good. Woe unto them that make evil seem like it's good and good seem evil. We've been in that right there. They are doing things that's why I told the Holy Spirit had to reveal me to me. Seek me about this stuff because your children is getting trance in the things that they are telling them, the superpower. Seek God about the superpower. See, the enemy always want to mimic what's supposed to be good.
Yep.
They are saying superpower. They are saying avatar body, that people die and they coming back in the avatar body. They are saying transport and they are saying time traveling. You better know what they talking about. Oh, you better know what they're talking about. And the Holy Spirit say, seek him on it. If you don't understand it, if you don't understand, you better go ask God, what are you saying about this? What are you saying about that? What are you saying about that? I want to know what you saying so I can tell my children. I want to know the truth so I can tell my children. Is this of you or is this ain't of you? I need you to speak to me. I need you to speak to my household so I can teach my children.
Yeah.
Is this of you or is this a deception? Y'all better start asking and seeking God for yourself. That was what he told me to tell his people. You got to start asking him because it's a big deception on the earth. Deceiving people. Making things that's not of God. And a lot of this stuff is coming from this new age where they kick the new age to the side. They didn't conjure up the ancestors. anxious God. Anxious God. Things that they did when they used to worship the moon and moon sacrifice. Anxious God. Ain't no new, the new, they making the new age thing looking bad. These are strong, anxious witches. These are strong, anxious Pharaoh dig up in the ground. See, when they start digging in the ground, when things was in the ground, in the water, they pulling this stuff up, they cracking this stuff, going to get angel stuff that God been trying to hide from us. Calling over God, Greek God is God, and saying this is of God. Well, what God are you talking about? I'm telling y'all, this is a warning. You better seek the Father. You better seek the Father. What ancient God did they conjure up? We know Saul went to the witch or went to the witch.
With the indoor, right? Yeah.
When she called the spirit. What did it say? The gods came up. This is what our young children them are dealing with, because Satan, Lucifer know he about to be cast down. Lucifer know that the Antichrist is about to come on the scene. Lucifer know that his time is up. You better know.
My gosh,
this new age don't got nothing on this ancient thing that these people didn't conjure up. Something more stronger, something more powerful. But they have power. They powerless when it comes down to God, because just like they conjure up, God got some things in heaven that they don't even know about. Come on now. What he showed me.
Amen.
I got things in heaven. I got things in heaven. Line up. I got weapons up here.
Yeah.
People don't even know about. Oh, I got some beasts and creatures up here. Come on.
Yeah.
We got to tell our children. No, we for the pray and see what God. No, what you talking about? You transporting to what? What you transporting to? What you mean you going to die and come back as friend, daddy, and all this. What are you talking about? You dying and coming back as an animal. What are you talking about? Well, we should ask God if that's up here. We should ask the Father. If you going to die and you going to come back as an animal? Those are ancient gods. The written is on the wall. You come back and you a dog? You come back looking like a half dog, a half? Come on now.
Right.
You better know what trial, what people, because they got them in China, they got them in Africa, they got them in Cuba, they got them in Brazil. What was in the bloodline? What did they do over 100,000 years ago? What God they were serving? Where did this stuff come from? Came from all parts of the world. The Indians. Come on. Look what they do over in Mexico. The day of the dead. Come on. Y'all.
Yeah.
And when you talking about the little one coming on and you messing with stuff, you getting ready to come on. No. Ask the Father what he says. When my loved one leave her, where are they going? Now I'm not gonna look at a dog and say that dog is my brother. The devil is a lie.
Right.
My brother is the bird. The devil is alive. What did he tell us where they was at? What did his word tell us? And then you ask him, Father, is this the true word? He's going to end up showing you. I want to know the truth. But when people start speaking, your discernment of spirit will start acting up. That ain't of me. Turn that mess off. That ain't of me.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll begin to call God word a lie. Some of these people been dead for years. Mm. They ain't came back at nothing. Come on, y'all. So y'all got to be careful. You see God on that. And that's what I have to say on that. It's an ancient God that they are conjuring up. Ancient stuff that they didn't went out there and they digging up. Chinese stuff and, you know, all this stuff. All these things that were ancient, ancient, ancient.
A lot of, Jesus.
Leave well alone. Leave things alone. God hid them. He destroyed them. If he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, why are you trying to look for Sodom and Gomorrah?
Right.
If Sodom and Gomorrah were full of perversion, why are you trying to go conjure up the city of Sodom and Gomorrah? Why are you trying to go, come on, y'all.
Oh, true.
You don't know what was all cooking out by the brimstone fire when Sodom and Gomorrah got, well, if they got burnt, if Lot's wife turned around and she turned into a pillar of salt, we just don't know what they were turning into. And if God decided to, whatever he did it, if he burned them to crisp to dust, whatever he did, if they turned into a pillar of salt, whatever he did, if he took them in her, that's his business. That's between his business. Why you over there trying to dig up stuff and all that, looking for stuff? You remember when the angel, when Moses died? Thank you, Holy Spirit. When Moses died, Satan was trying to he was trying to take his body. Why Satan was trying to take Moses' body? The angel said, "You rebuke. You ain't finna take this body. What do you want with his body for? It ain't nothing new up under the sun. Ain't nothing new." Oh, you better be careful. I didn't hear a story when people used to be in darkness. They say they love going to the funeral home. Come on. One thing we can't do, raise up the dead, but we go into the funeral home. Same thing Satan tried to do with Moses, trying to take his body. Child, why?
That's scary.
Why do we need it? Why?
Crazy.
Come on. See, God showed me things. Deep revelation to help his people out, to let his people know where some of this stuff is coming from. Everybody ain't going to be able to relate to that. Everybody ain't going to be able to understand that.
Right.
Now, you
I know, can see
that. I know after hours, we talk like this after hours, but seek God on some of that stuff that people are saying. Seek him. What is he saying about it? He's going to give you, okay, yep, that's what it is. Nope, that ain't what it is. Away from that. Get your ears from that. And then some of the stuff they were saying, I ain't never seen Harry Potter in the day of my life. I ain't never seen Harry Potter. But when I started asking the Father question what I told y'all to ask him for yourself, he said, well, the stuff that they telling them, that's the stuff that they did in Harry Potter. They would say, Harry Potter? He started showing me the stuff. And I'm like, see, that's why I say God will show you and reveal things. They were doing stuff like that in that movie, which it was true. I'm telling y'all, I never seen that movie. But that's just how the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. They moved.
Wow.
They transported. They time travel. Come on. They estromancing and all that was in the movie. I'm telling y'all, I ain't never seen a movie. The Holy spoke to me like that. Shape shippers. Come on.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I ain't never seen that movie, but that's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. One day I was praying and I seen these horses. I think it was 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Big old huge horse in a vision. And the thing mm-hmm. that was riding on it, it was looking skeleton and stuff. And I heard that's the Ready Riders. I say the Ready Riders? He said that's the Ready Rider that's out now snatching life, death. That's what I heard. Ready Riders out right now. I think it was 1 or 2 o'clock. I was in my classroom praying. Oh, big black, them horse, black horses, the skeleton-looking thing. And I always say, well, Lord, show me. Give me a picture of something of what I'm seeing. The Holy Spirit said, you remember, how the Holy Spirit said, God, who's the Lord of the Ring. That's what he said. You remember they were fearful, the devil was riding on a horse. The things were riding on a horse. That's what they was. I say, you got, don't nothing surprise me when he showed, nothing catch me by surprise. I say, oh my God, that is exactly what I, because I did look at the Lord of the Ring. I did, I ain't gonna lie. I did look at that. And he said, that's what it is. Just like in the Lord of the Ring.
Wow.
When them things came out, they went here. Because that's the death angel. That's right, my God. And then I looked at, I think in Oakland, California, or Oakland, their football sign is, I think, Ready Riders. And when I looked on there, I think it's a skeleton or something like that. I say, oh my God, that's how he speaks to me. Watch, daughter. Watch. Watch. Wow. Watch. It's right in our face.
Wow.
It's right in our face.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in our face that we don't realize.
He told me, this ain't for everybody. Everybody ain't going to be able to handle this. This ain't for everybody. Some things that the Holy Spirit show you will blow your mind. Right in our face. Right in our face.
Mm-hmm.
Our spiritual sign in their life to contract that can end their life. Come on.
Yep. There's a lot of stuff. Yep.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff going on. Right in our face.
And how these doors is open through our family. Them sororities, cults.
Mm-hmm.
These things that you dress. You remember in the Bible, he said, don't miss wool. It was certain clothes you did not miss. God took me to a deep revelation. Don't miss wool with linen or hurricane cotton with wool. Here's why he said that. Then he began to show me some of the clothes that we were wearing, Nikes, and show me Nike's sign is made by a Greek god. And if you understand the Greek god behind Nike, you won't even wear them no more. Come on. I can go deep.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of symbols. Yep. It is. Starbucks. All of that.
And he took me so deep in Nike. I say, Lord, if I sit up here and tell people about this, you know they crazy.
Really?
They going to be like, the way he took me. It was named after Greek God and show me the Greek God brother, the sister, represent some of the Greek God come against marriage, fidelity. Come on. That's why so many people get the ones that he show real deep revelation come up on so many attacks because the enemy don't want to be exposed. And these are things that you're bringing into your house and stuff like that. Oh, it's just shoes. It's just shoes. Baby, Jesus wore some sandals. You remember when we were young, we had them old Walker shoes, them sandals. Our feet were much, much better. When they start coming out with these other stuff, start having problems with our feet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people going back to the plant line. Matter of fact, if you look at Amos, it talk about the plump line.
The plump line, you say?
The plump, let me spell it for you. Let me say it for you. I know Plum Line. I think that's the name, huh? Oh, look, let me get it for y'all. Let me get it for y'all because I just read it. I'm like, oh, my God. That is really.
There's so much. And it's so subtle.
I want to make sure. Lord, help me, Amos. Because I just read somehow he been having me in Amos. And I'm like, Lord. Plum Line. Yeah, P-L-U-M-B.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I say people gonna go back to the, y'all, you know, y'all, I'm country. Plum Line. P-L-U-M-B. What is it?
Yeah.
You know, Amos was a prophet. It's a symbol of the standard by which God people would need to live. It just represents the standard by which the faithfulness needed to live. And the measure from divine, judgment. So it's just going back to what I look at it. We're going back to the basic, how God wants us to live, not tradition, and caught up on the world stuff. And how the world thinks we should live, but what God's telling us.
Right. Wow.
Yep. It's in the book of Amos. Yeah, because I just read that. I've been reading that for the last 2 days. Because when I read the book and finish, I like to go back and read it again to get, you know, more clear understanding. So, yeah. Plum Line. A lot of people, like I told this man, one of my clients, I said, don't be surprised if you see people going back. That's going back to the Plum Line. You see a lot of people going back, you know, as, you know, catching the bus, catching the train, it's going to be a lot of people ain't going to want no cars because things are getting so high. They're going to go back up in the day, catching the bus, catching the train. And I told him, don't be surprised you see people in wagons on horses. He started laughing. He said, no, I don't think so. I said, you don't think so here in Texas? He said, wait a minute. Yeah, I can see it in Texas. I said, you going to remember that this lady told you that don't be surprised you see people walking, got their wagon going down the street and on horses. Don't be surprised.
I grew up in Ohio, and they always had this community of the Amish people. And so they always continue to live like that, you know, with the horses and buggies and,
Yeah. I told him, I said, don't be surprised. That's going back to the Plum Line. They're going back to the original thing. People ain't going to be no hokey-pokey to this prices.
Simple, and it's not, right, not into all the designer stuff, but if you look at all of it, as you said, it's got so many underlining, evil connected to it.
Right. I told him that. He's like, yeah, right. I said, no, you don't think these countries like Texas. He said, you know what? You might be right. Now, they already riding horses. Don't be surprised. You see horses and wagons and bicycles and stuff.
Everything is so expensive.
I'm going to tell you, bicycles are going to start making money. If you're going to invest in stuff, look into bicycles. A lot of people are going to start bicycles.
Right.
Especially people start moving more inwards, like uptown, downtown, to where they can bicycle to work and stuff like that. Watch.
I can see that because it's so. Yes, I can see that because it's so expensive. I can see that.
No, uh-huh. I say, watch. Bicycle gonna be making some money. People used to ride bicycles to school and that was fun. Bicycles, you're going to see a lot of people bicycles.
What's all the, they seem like with the gas, they're trying to make all the, you know, the gas company charging triple. And they're talking about going all electric.
That's what I'm talking about. A lot of people ain't going to go for that electric because it's not going to be trusted. And people going to go back to the old days.
Mm-hmm.
They said there was a woman, I think she was in California. I think this woman was in California. They said she was driving a Tesla, a 7-year-old woman. They said people were taking pictures of her lying down the street, sleeping in a Tesla. I would never do that.
I did see something like that. I don't really watch the news. I very seldom watch the news and TV. So, but I did see something come up across my phone about somebody was sleeping in a Tesla. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know where it was, though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't know. Do they drive themselves? The Tesla drives? I don't know.
Yeah, they got some of them drive themselves.
Wow. That's crazy. So just program it and just roll. Just let it go. I can never trust that. It's like, no. Mm-mm. But that's the thing. Yeah. No. Mm-mm. I'm like, no. That does not. Mm-mm. Yep.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get off of here so I can prepare myself to get up in the morning. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for coming on. Thank those that's still on, enjoying the conversation. God bless you. May God fill you. May God, you know, continue to use you, those that he's calling to come forth or whatever you're calling. You know, let him seek him, seek him, seek him, seek him, seek him, seek him. You know, it's not easy, but God is going to orchestrate everything. He's gonna, there's greater rewards in heaven. Trust me, there's greater rewards in heaven. Sometimes he say some of us don't have it because we haven't asked for the big things that you don't even think is impossible with him. Ask for it. I'm asking for it. I want to be a millionaire. So I want to meet a millionaire. I want to meet a royalty fan. I'm asking for it. I'm telling you, I'm asking. That means I'm asking. Okay, Father, I'm asking. So ask him for these things. Ask him for these things. Don't keep your eyes on what's going on in the world. He already know what is going on in the world. But what he say, the righteous one, the righteous ain't going to be forsaken. Even they bread, they bread and they seed, they ain't going to even have to beg for bread. Do you believe that? The righteous one is not going to be forsaken. And they see when I beg for bread. So ask him, speak these words over your family and believe it. The enemy is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. But we got to whoop him down with the word. As it was yesterday, I had to tell him, look here now. Now, you didn't went too far right now. Now, I'm going to put on my war clothes, Father. You need to release these angels. But I'm going to go to war. Enough is enough. You should back up. You better quit playing. Mm-hmm. Come on, y'all. Quit playing. Because if he know he can get you down with the ones closer to you, nah, you're going to do this. Well, I'm going to continue to do this. But you ain't going to fit a mess with these. So you stand firm and trust God. Stand firm and trust God. God bless you. And God have a blessed night. Thank y'all for coming on.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Amen. Bye-bye.